on winning.
Paid for by Jim Runstad for Michigan Republican Party State Chairman.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Thursday, February 13th, 2025 edition. Couple of text messages coming in from the radio family. Gail Ranville, we love the Peppermill downstate. Yes, as a restaurant and brewery, we are very concerned about the new tipped regulations for our business, Beer DeMac. Everybody is. Ian Murphy said he's spoken to like 50 restaurants. Everybody's freaking out, not knowing what they're going to do. Floyd and Karen, how can the legislators look 10 years ahead? What, into their crystal ball? This is 2025. He's talking about 2035. Well, Jim, down in Toledo area, where is that money coming from for this restaurant-destroying Democrat bill? Well, I believe this is being pushed by the union. You see, they can't charge union dues to unionize these restaurant workers if they're getting paid tips. There's no formal documentation as to how much money they make in tips with regards to the employers having to report it as wages. It's not the obligation of the owner. It is the wait staff person to do that. He said, did you say someone in the past was out of state California money? Has there been more specific identification as to who's behind this? It is from outside the state of Michigan. These workers are being forced to deal with this situation from outside groups. And again, most of them are unions. That's who's pushing for this $15 an hour living wage. One of the things that we're looking at, this process, based on what they're waiting to do, and this is the problem. They had this ruling from July of last summer. Supreme Court of Michigan came out with this legislating from the bench opinion 7 months ago. There's absolutely no reason why they could not have taken care of this already. We're in a situation where we, the people, need to contact our state reps and state senators and tell them flat out, if they don't do something and these businesses close, we're going to hold them accountable in the next election. It's that simple. We're not going to sit back and help Republicans take back the majority in the House, making Matt Hall the Speaker, 58-52, Republicans the Democrats, and that expect them to do something for us. If you're not going to go there and stand up and fight for us, well then, you know what? What good are you? Get out of the business. Let us hire somebody else to go and represent us that will stand up and fight and get this stuff done. Now, what happens based on the court's scheduled changes for February 21st? Well, these are the numbers. Starting on February 21st, the tip wages for service employees like wait staff and bartenders will climb roughly 38% right now, February 21st. It'll go from $4 an hour to around $6. The date kicks off the phasing out of Michigan's tipped wage system, switching them to the full minimum wage in just 5 years, 2030. Additionally, businesses with 10 or more workers will now be immediately subjected to a new earned sick time law. They will need to provide 72 hours, basically 9 full 8-hour days, paid sick time, calculated by 1 hour of paid sick time for every 30 hours of wages earned. So basically, almost every week, they would get a day off. Members of the business community have argued that the new laws will hinder their ability to create time off benefits unique to them, as well as their ability to prevent no call, no show. That's the biggest problem I see with this whole thing. You don't have to give any advance notice to your employer. Half hour before your shift, you're supposed to start at 9 o'clock. You call at 8:30, I'm not coming in. This new sick time law would mandate that at least 3 years of records and documentation of the staff sick time uses would give employees 3 years to file any complaints regarding the new law. Unbelievable. So, bottom line, last night I got a breaking news story that the Senate adjourned without doing anything in their chamber. Not going to do anything about it. Today is the last day they'll be in session, and then they're coming home for the weekend. So we'll continue to follow this, because this will absolutely directly affect small businesses as well as restaurants, bars, hotels. This is going to be huge, folks. Absolutely huge. Let's see. I got a short story lined up. Let's get into this real quick. DNR asking the people, are there any gray wolves living up north? DNR is requesting information about gray wolves roaming around the northern lower peninsula. The Department of Natural Resources is bound and determined to find them. They will be conducting, the DNR will, a survey. It's going to start in just 4 days, February 17th to March 10th. They're going to be asking people, surveying them, to provide various pieces of information. If there's been any public sightings of gray wolves or other type of species, including species like coyotes that may appear to look like a domestic dog. DNR envoy, Brian Roel asks and states, our efforts are going to be concentrated in the northern lower peninsula, which does contain some limited suitable habitat that could potentially support a small wolf population. Reports, pictures, videos can be sent to the DNR's Eyes in the Field site. Or you can simply call Tim Riley at the DNR office in Grayling. He has a phone number and an email, 989-370-7313, or you can email him at rileyt6@michigan.gov. Raul says it's important to report a sighting as quickly as possible so biologists can be sent there to scan for fresh evidence. With few records of wolves in northern Lower Peninsula in modern times, efforts to find them will be challenging, and there's a distinct possibility we may not even have any at this present time. He said there hasn't been any evidence provided yet that the Upper Peninsula wolves population have reestablished below the Mackinac Bridge. The last confirmed sighting of a gray wolf in the Lower Peninsula back in January last year was reported by a coyote hunter killing a gray wolf in Calhoun County. That's downstate. Interesting. I didn't realize they migrated that far. The last wolf survey was done 6 years ago back in 2019. At that time, the DNR had 97 sightings. Reports, though, of wolf activity have been seen in Kalkaska as well as Mount Morenci counties. So the DNR is asking for you to contact Tim Riley, Grayling Field Office, especially if it's a gray wolf. That's what they're really wanting to focus on. 989-370-7313. So we'll let you guys have that information. If you're interested, text me wolf. Just text me wolf, and I'll send you his number and email address. Now, one of the things that we talked about, short little story, real quick, deer season. We did not harvest enough deer. Reports coming from the DNR says that the female doe population is still too high. Drivers are cautioned to be looking out for deers, especially as the weather begins to warm up. They'll begin migrating, and you want to make sure you're keeping an eye out when you're driving on our roads. Did not kill enough does. Final segment, hour number one. We'll be right back.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet? Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely, she was the queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio playing low.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Couple of comments coming in about this DNR story. Mike downstate says, call me cynical about the wolf news item. I think the DNR are looking for more ways to regulate hunters, farmers, property owners. I could be wrong. I hope I'm wrong, but it just doesn't. I just don't trust the intentions of our state government, no matter what department. A little skeptical there, Mike Gay. I understand. Officer Rick, he's off for today. Cold snow, bad roads. A lot of snow down there, I guess. Well, he says wolves in the northern lower is a no. People need to stick to the three S's. Look at what the DNR has been doing up in the UP. And with regards to the one wolf sighting in Calhoun County, well, that was just a lone wolf. Yeah, right. The biggest problem, I don't want the wolves killing domestic pets and farmers' livestock. The DNR does not keep them under control. They look at whatever they do, farmers that shoot them, well, better than them eating the cows. Here's the biggest problem. For some reason, this dynamic all started out in Yellowstone. Yellowstone National Park. When they protected the wolves, absolutely protected them, they came back, and they came back into the ecosystem and helped regenerate the animal kingdom, basically, out in Yellowstone. But then they got out of control. The herd started getting too big. So the liberals had to allow a hunt. The situation that we have in populated areas is completely different. Yellowstone National Park, there's no houses. When Vicky and I went out there, it was wild kingdom. No structures, no houses anywhere. Oh, they had certain turnoff sites where they'd have buildings for, you know, bathrooms, knickknacks. You could go and buy your souvenirs, things like that. Old Faithful, nice big visitor center there, lots of information. But once you got out of those turnoff areas, it was wild country. We populate these areas, Northern Michigan, the UP, etc. The breed has got to be under control. I forget the number. Cliff Tellini told me. I forget how many cows he loses every single year. It's got to be taken care of. It's that simple. Well, another little short story real quick. Laboratory-grown meat would require clear labeling under a new bill. State Representative Jerry Nyer, Republican from Shepherd, chairs the House Agricultural Committee. He introduced a bill yesterday that would require clear and obvious labels on synthetically lab-grown meat substitute or any products to make sure they're not confused with actual meat. The bill has 27 co-sponsors, including two Democrats. Nyer describes House Bill 4076 as preventing consumers from buying products they did not intend to buy, preventing farmers from losing out on sales, preventing someone from mistakenly buying a meat substitute. Nyer, by the way, is a farmer by profession. If they're going to sell it, people should know what they're buying as soon as they look at the packaging, not once they get home and start wondering why these steaks taste funny. When you're running around with kids, having to do chores at home, and just got done with a long day of work, the last thing you need to worry about is whether a hamburger or a steak came from a cow or a test tube. He introduced similar legislation last term with only 14 sponsors. Former State Representative Beau LeFay introduced it in 2021 and 2019. The legislation has never moved from the House Ag Committee, but now that he is the chair of the committee, the bill will be sent to the floor for a vote. Back in 2019, it only had four sponsors. Now they ask 27. Why? They're growing more synthetic foods in laboratories, calling it a meat substitute. No, thank you. Nope. I want to eat something that had been breathing, not something born in a lab. Top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local farmer.